800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line. And this is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. As we again launch into the Saturday program, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. I want to start things out here tonight with a drunk driving issue, because we've talked about drunk driving several times on before on the show, and I think everybody agrees that drunk drivers shouldn't be on the road, right?
Right.
Who would disagree with something like that? So everyone agrees drunk drivers shouldn't be on the road, but at the same time, I think everyone understands that there's a good chance that right now in your town or your city, there's somebody who's on the road, probably more than a handful of people, drunk as a skunk. So, I mean, that's just a reality. We'd love for them to not be on the road, but the reality is they're on the road. And so the question becomes, well, how best to deal with those people who are drunk and driving? In fact, some people listening to the show right now might be drunk and driving.
Or at least over the legal limit of 0.08 in most states.
Right. So the question is, how do you deal with these people? I think, Mark, you've certainly taken the position in favor of very tough enforcement of DUI laws, in that if somebody appears to be drunk on the roads, they are pulled over and breathalyzed and arrested and prosecuted.
Sounds right to me.
Well, it's very unusual, and this is the first time, I think, in the history of the show that I've ever come across something written by someone who is actually advocating the abolishment of DUI laws.
Oh, my.
Now, I, of course, am somebody who says that I've always taken the position that whether you're drunk or driving while tired or driving while distracted or whatever it is, if you're putting other people in danger, if your driving is obviously dangerous to others around you, that should be the problem. That should be what leads you to being perhaps pulled over. That sort of thing.
Well, my problem with your stance is that if I'm distracted, I can, in a moment's time, be undistracted. I can be, you know, a great driver.
All you need is that, you know,
absolutely
fourth of a second or whatever.
Absolutely. Plenty of people have gotten into wrecks because a pretty girl's walking along the side of the road, or because they were playing with the car radio, or because a kid was yelling in the back seat. It's absolutely happened. But what I'm saying the difference is a drunk driver can't go from stone drunk to you know, wide awake and sober in a matter of a split second, whereas a person who's tired, bam, they're awake.
Sure, I understand where you're coming from. However, this guy, Mark Gravelli from LouRockville.com, makes a point that I've never heard before and I thought was pretty interesting and persuasive. So I want to run it by you and the rest of you listening and find out what you think. 800-259-9231. On the western outskirts of Denver, Colorado, a two-lane highway connects the town of Golden with the town of Boulder. The highway winds through miles of mostly uninhabited rolling hills, past the city dump, and past the notoriously polluted and now closed Rocky Flats nuclear weapons plant. At the most windswept and isolated point along this highway and directly adjacent to the Rocky Flats nuclear facility stands a completely isolated roadhouse called the Rocky Flats Lounge. Despite its extreme isolation and the loss of its customer base at the nuclear facility, the Flats Lounge continues to draw many loyal patrons, due in part to its hospitality to bikers and Green Bay Packers fans. When driving past the Rocky
Packers
Flats
fans in Denver?
Apparently.
Okay.
When driving past the Rocky Flats Lounge, one can't help but being struck by the fact that its location's extremely conducive to drunk driving.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Imbibing customers must drive at least 15 minutes in either direction to get to civilization of any kind, and taxis are almost non-existent in the area. I've driven past
a 15-minute cab ride is pretty prohibitive.
I've driven past the Rocky Flats Lounge hundreds of times, and I've always wondered whether its patrons were driving under the influence on the same highway with me. In the years before I came to understand anything about economics, I would think to myself as I drove past this bar, how can the state allow them to have a liquor license when it's so obvious that their customers will have to drive drunk home on this dangerous highway? Not knowing anything about economics, I understandably only sought for approximate solution to this problem. But the more I studied economics, however, the more my view of the matter changed, to the point where I now think to myself as I drive past the Rocky Flats Lounge, drunk driving should be legalized so the customers of the Rocky Flats Lounge can get home safely. I came to this realization.
Hold on, drunk drivers should be drunk driving should be legalized so they can get home safely.
That's correct. I came to this realization in the first place because I couldn't figure out why drunk drivers on this highway didn't choose to slow down. I imagine that if I were a drunk driver on this highway, I would want to slow down to make sure I didn't fly off the highway or get into a fiery car crash with another vehicle.
Or get stopped by the cops.
Or that. Why were the drunk drivers not doing this? It then occurred to me that I wasn't thinking about the costs of drunk driving in the right way, because I was only considering one cost of drunk driving. Under our current drunk driving laws, however, there's an additional cost that every drunk driver is certainly aware of, namely, getting caught drunk driving. The drunk driver is thus faced with two serious costs to consider. One, dying in a fiery crash, or two, and getting caught by the police and going to jail. Now, the cost of getting caught drunk driving and going to jail, moreover, is drastically increased if the driver chooses to drive in a manner that draws attention to himself, like driving 10 miles per hour, even if the driver knows that driving slowly is the safer thing to do. So the drunk driver is faced with the following choices. Number one, drive slowly and safely, or as certainly more safer. You would be more safe driving at 15 miles an hour drunk than you would at 45 or 65 drunk. So drive slowly and safely and almost certainly get arrested and go to jail for drunk driving. Or number two, drive the speed limit and have a decent chance of not getting arrested, although this increases one's chance of actually getting into an accident. Understandably, many drunk drivers choose the latter alternative simply because the chance of arrest and jail time is a certainty, whereas the chance of a fiery crash, only a distant risk.
I don't think I agree with this premise entirely. I don't think
really?
Drunk drivers are going to choose, if there's no danger of them being arrested, to drive 10 miles an hour. Also, I don't think that a person driving 10 miles an hour is a hazard on a road, especially a deserted road, because people want to go 70.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been in the interstate and noticed that there's slow drivers, it's the slow drivers that bottleneck everything and then cause people that aren't as good at drivers as I am to make sudden lane changes and that kind of thing that can cause accidents.
Right.
Secondly, when I've had too much to drink, more than 0.08, and I can only guess that I've been over the limit. I've never taken a breathalyzer in my life, but I have had more to drink than probably what the legal limit is and driven a vehicle. I wouldn't say that I was drunk, but I would have been over the legal limit. I have the... drinking causes me to want to go faster, not slower.
I'm sure there are drunks that are that way, but wouldn't you think that in the large swath of people that are drunk drivers, that there are some of them who would rather drive a little bit slower in order to get to their destination?
There are bound to be, when you look at all of humanity, there's bound to be some people out there that would want to drive slower, but are they worth the people that would want to drive faster and therefore be far more reckless because they are drunk by legalizing it? I don't think so.
I want to know what you think. At 800-259-9231, he points out, if you think my reasoning here is unsound, ask yourself whether you've ever driven 80 miles an hour because you're running late for a meeting, believing that the certain costs of being late outweigh the increased, though distant, costs associated with driving faster. In other words, the prohibition of drunk driving actually serves to increase unsafe driving practices, simply because drunk drivers don't want to go to jail and are consequently unwilling to drive slower than the speed limit. Even more importantly, these costs make drunk driving at the speed limit even more likely the more times a man was arrested for drunk driving. If a man already has a DUI, then the next DUI he gets will carry a much more severe penalty. Given even this stiffer penalty, he's even less likely to slow down and drive safely because of the costs of getting caught are so much higher. This problem can't be solved, moreover, by getting rid of speed limits. Getting rid of speed limits would only encourage drunk drivers to drive even faster so that they can get off the road faster to avoid that drunk driving arrest. Imagine, on the other hand, that drunk driving was totally legalized. The cost for the average drunk driver would alter dramatically because the only serious cost you would have to consider and avoid is getting into the fiery crash and going to jail for negligent manslaughter or murder. The average drunk driver would no longer have to race along at the speed limit, nervously eyeing his rearview mirror and anxiously trying to avoid arrest. He'd simply slow down to make sure he didn't get into an accident.
But alcohol has a tendency to make people feel immortal and bulletproof. I don't think that that's going to be a motivation for them either.
I'd like to hear from somebody who is a drunk driver out there, who has driven drunk, who could comment on this at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Talking about an idea that, well, it's a little bit unusual. And that's why I wanted to share it, because it's certainly outside of the box thinking as far as this guy at LouRockwell.com. His name is Mark Crivelli. He's actually suggesting that DUIs be legalized, and his suggestion is that drunk drivers are afraid of, for instance, drawing attention to themselves if they're going from the bar to their house. They're afraid of driving slower than the speed limit and thereby attracting the attention of a cop, getting pulled over, and getting charged with a DUI. So they inevitably will go the speed limit or 5 miles over or whatever in order to get home as soon as they possibly can so as to not get pulled over and stopped by a cop and charged with a DUI. He's saying that if we got rid of the drunk driving laws, then perhaps drunk drivers would drive a little bit more safely. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Samuel in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Samuel.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind?
Hey, the problem with this whole thing isn't, the guy's topic, doing away with the drunk driving laws. The whole problem is his logic. He's asserting that a drunk driver can make logical and rational decisions about his driving while he's drunk.
Well, now, and I know that a lot of drunks don't know how drunk they are, but isn't it possible that there are some drunk drivers out there that are well aware they're drunk and thereby would compensate?
I would grant that, but I would also add that if a driver is drunk, by definition, his judgment is impaired, and the proof of that is you, me, or any of us, when we're drunk and we know we're drunk, we know that our mobility, our decision-making, that's what alcohol biologically does to the human system. And see, that's my only problem with this is I wanted to ask you guys if he said in the letter whether he was drunk while he was composing his thoughts, because I can't believe a person logically thinking would attribute a credit a drunk driver with being able to make such rational deductions and logical planning. You know what I mean? I mean, when you're drunk, and like you said, if you're not real, real drunk, then yeah, you go back to the side where your decision-making isn't so impaired. But then, on the other side of the scale, if you're drunk, and the more drunk you are, the more handicapped you are with your logical, rational decision-making. Am I making any sense here?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, being drunk is absolutely going to affect your thoughts, your thought processes. But
and that's what I mean. It affects it so much that this guy's trying to figure it out from, how a drunk's going to figure out how to drive, how he figures out how to drive. While I'm saying that if you're drunk and you're driving, you're not going into all this logic like this guy is. You're just driving. And number one, it's whether it's against the law or not. Towards this guy's point, the reality is it is against the law, and anyone that is drunk and knows they're drunk and drives is just, not making a responsible choice.
No doubt about it.
Whether it's right or wrong, they know the penalties, and,
It is totally irresponsible. I agree with you. It's totally irresponsible, but the fact is that there are probably 100,000 people that are going to be driving drunk tonight somewhere in America, and they're all making that irresponsible choice. He's just suggesting perhaps if it were something where they weren't deathly afraid of going to jail, maybe they would drive a little bit more carefully. Maybe not all of them would, but maybe some of them would, and maybe that would help reduce the chances of a terrible fiery car crash.
No, I don't think there's anything that can reduce the number of drunk drivers other than the same thing that can reduce the number of mentally enslaved socialist people in this country. And it's an individual decision. A person's got to realize that every choice he makes in his life, alcohol, freedom, is up to him. And until they consider the issue logically and think it out and make a choice, you know, nothing's going to change in their lives.
That's Thank you for the call, Samuel. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Now, I have an idea that might reduce some drunk driving. In this country, it's difficult to collect from somebody who's done you harm, especially if the harm isn't something like $5,000 or more.
Okay.
It's just not worth going to court and dealing with all the bureaucrats and all the crap that goes into civil court in getting people to pay things, and then people can declare bankruptcy and they don't have to pay you, and or they can just not pay you, and it only harms their credit. And you know, people that make bad decisions like drunk driving have a tendency to have worse credit than people that make better decisions, and so therefore they're less likely to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should have something. People should be more responsible for paying bills from a legal standpoint. They should have to pay them. That way, the insurance company, when a drunk driver gets in a wreck with me, causes me damage, be it physical or to my or property damage, whatever it is. You know, I'm going to go to the hospital, or I'm going to go to the chiropractor. I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to get all fixed up. All those things are going to be taken care of by the insurance company. The insurance company should be able to go back after the person who they insured and,
yeah,
you know, make up some differences or something.
They can't do that I've never
been in a drunk driving accident, but I'm certain the insurance company can't come back to you. There should be some kind of clause, some kind of responsibility when it comes to drunk driving.
If you're found driving drunk, they're still going to cover you?
I would imagine that they would.
That's surprising to me.
If they don't cover you for it, then you, the person you get in a wreck with is in real trouble.
No. The person who you wreck should absolutely be covered. I'm talking about the drunk as far as getting his problems covered, his car fixed, and all that. They're still going to cover that? I'd be shocked if that were something that insurance companies covered. Because then you're voluntarily getting behind the wheel and you're violating your agreement to not
somebody
be as good a driver as you possibly could. Maybe somebody in the insurance industry. Let's go to Aaron in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Aaron.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, you've all mentioned pretty good points, and I agree with probably 90% of them, especially with the coverage and all that. I've been through that whole song and dance of I had a DUI not too long ago.
Since you've had a DUI, I want to ask you some questions about it and what your thought processes were at the time,
yeah,
if you remember them. So hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Jason's on the line. Your calls as well. Ladies, if you call in, your calls come first. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, over 200,000 posts, 1,500 people interacting, all kinds of different topics being discussed, serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche of the philosophy, was Nietzsche's philosophy an inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, lfb.com.
800-259-9231. We're talking about drunk driving, and Mark Crivelli at lewrockwell.com is suggesting that maybe if there weren't these DUI laws out there, that maybe drunk drivers would drive more carefully instead and slowly when they're going from the bar to their home, instead of driving fast and more dangerously in order to avoid getting a DUI. Because if there were no drunk driving laws, then driving along the side of the road at 25 miles an hour wouldn't necessarily be something that would attract the police's attention. You wouldn't have to worry as a drunk about whether or not you were going to get pulled over. And he points out, and we'll get, he's got a few more thoughts for us, and then, to, appropriately enough to follow this up, Mark, you've got, I think, the top 10 beer myths, which, of course, I don't drink, so I probably will have little to say about it, but I'm sure a number of our listeners will find them very interesting. You drink from time to time, though.
So I do.
I'm sure you'll have some insights. As we go back to Aaron in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Now, Aaron, you were going to give us, I guess you said you'd gotten a DUI in the past?
Oh, yeah. I believe you had some questions about it.
Right. What were the circumstances around that? Were you at a bar, driving home, at a party, driving home? Where were you at?
Actually, I went out with a couple friends of mine from work where I had just gotten a promotion, so we were celebrating. And I had a total of 3 beers. And
three?
I was pulled over. This is after the change to the .08 limit.
Now, is this one of those, were these beers like those 23-ounce Brutus beers?
No, these were I was in Broad Ripple, and it was at past the time where they start to get a little lazy and don't have the large glasses. They have the small 12-ounce cups. So okay. It's a 12-ounce beer.
So you had three 12-ounce beers?
So we go through this whole, I get pulled over. You know, we go through the whole dog and pony show of that and do the little field breathalyzer thing. And it comes up .081. Off I go. Well, we go through all this jazz, get to court, and they would have you to believe, they make you feel like you're just a complete wreck, you're a mess,
right, you're an alcoholic because you got caught with a blood alcohol of .081.
Right. And they believe they lead you to believe you should be able to pass any of these tests, and there's actually a lot of proof that none of these tests actually work.
That's true.
Tell you anything. But you go through all that, and they slap a label on you. They make you go through all these. They ask you in court if you would like to take care of your problem in private with no outside help, meaning, you know, what I said I would like to do it in private because if you don't, they send you off to a recovery unit, usually outpatient or inpatient, actually. And if you... You're there until they're satisfied that you're better. And if you're not better, then after a certain period of time, they go ahead and send you to jail for your full time. So I did the take care of it on my own. And they force you, they tell you that you have to go to this certain counselors. And then you also have to pay a little fee for their drug alcohol treatment programs.
What a surprise.
Whatever county you're in. And then you also have to go through their little thing. And then you have, and that's all your probation stuff. Now the problem is this is actually a cash cow kind of thing
for
the county. Cause they stick you with some fines and there's pretty hefty ones. And I don't necessarily agree with there should be no laws. I believe there should be some.
Mm-hmm.
But let's call it what it is. It's basically they when they arrest you for a DUI, you don't get Miranda-ized. You don't get your rights read to you because it's a traffic violation. It's the only traffic violation that I know of that you can get arrested for that's a misdemeanor or felony.
Interesting. So it's not a criminal charge? It's just
from what it was explained to me, is they don't have to give you a Miranda right because it's a traffic violation.
Now, when you were driving, were you pulled over initially because the cop thought you were drunk, or did you have a light out in the back of your car?
I was pulled over it was a fairly minor little thing, actually, because the little intersection I was pulled over in, the way you have to go through that turn, you end up having to cross a little yellow line as you make the turn, and there's no other way to do it. And I've seen people go through that turn. I used to work at a business right across from it, and I'd see people all day go through that intersection doing the same thing. And there's no police there.
So it wasn't necessarily that you were driving dangerously at all.
Right.
He just happened to spot a violation, pulled you over,
right,
and then ran
a drug
check on you.
But they automatically, it was you know, decently late, and it was in a small town.
What do you feel like the appropriate law should be? If it shouldn't be abolished entirely, what's your suggested adjustment?
Well, let's call it what it is. Let's go back to being a .1, because that's actually pretty reasonable, because we went through how long with it being okay to drive at .1 and versus .08.
Okay.
And if you go back and do, I don't have the web link on hand, but there was a case, and I want to say Minnesota, of a, it was somewhere, it was in the north, Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, somewhere in there, and they had actually a congressman. One of his family members was injured in a drunken driving accident. And so they went ahead, and since that happened, they passed a law stating federally that all states should have to be .08, because the person was below .1, so they couldn't press any drunk driving charges on him, which, you know, you get into a gray area with that, because they can call it, you know, officer depression. You can actually be pulled over and have a .05, and you can go to jail for DUI if they decide to.
Really?
Yeah, huh. There's officer discretion on that. And
I think that what we should have is discretion in that, you know, if the person is actually driving dangerously. I think if you've got a .1 and you're driving fine, then I don't see what the issue is, personally.
Correct. Yeah,
and I don't drink, you know. So
because, well, they come up with these tests. Let's look at it this way. What they need to do is put forth some effort into technology to maybe do a little better job. Because their little field sobriety tests that the officers carry are only certified for about a year. And we all know that those are probably more than a year old.
I think most anybody would have difficulty saying the alphabet backwards and that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the little test where they make you follow the pen with your eyes, that one doesn't work. Everybody's going to be different on that.
Yeah, it's really more of an excuse to funnel people through the system than anything else. Aaron, thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. The Mark Crivelli at LouRockwell.com, as he points out, he's not suggesting manslaughter or assault or murder be legalized. On the contrary, drunk drivers, like everyone else, should be forced to pay restitution to the victims of their negligent behavior if it results in injury or property damage. But there's absolutely no reason to think that a drunk driver going 5 or even 20 miles an hour is any more dangerous than, say, 89-year-old Aunt Jenny screaming down the highway in her Cadillac at 75.
Oh, I don't think that there's too many 89-year-olds going 75 miles an hour.
Nor can we simply assume that he's any more dangerous than Billy Bob driving his 18-wheeler down I-80 at 80 miles an hour without sleeping for 5 days. Yet no one thinks that it should be the law that Aunt Jenny or Billy Bob ought to be arrested, jailed, and fined for having chosen to drive under those conditions. They're only punished if they hurt someone. And this is precisely the standard that should govern drunk driving. 1-800-259-9231. Joe and Indy's on the line. Hopefully he'll be patient. We'll get to him shortly. And the top 10 beer myths on the way. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Itchy in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The live Saturday show on our website. All the features are free. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it all away, whether it's archives, the bulletin board system, and more. The wiki included, all of it for free. BBS, that's the bulletin board system. Our website's freetalklive.com. We ask that you voluntarily support the show. Mark, can you check in on our voting total here? Because we are moments away from the month being over, this being the 31st when we're doing the show tonight. And what we do is every month there's a voting process where we ask you to go and vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. And so far, hundreds of you, I think well over 1,000 of you, have gone and voted for Free Talk Live this month, which is awesome. And we've been number one all month long, which is also something that we've actually never done before. Sometimes we'll make it 3 weeks at number one, and then we'll be surpassed by the Harry Potter show, because, again, there's 30,000 podcasts competing for number one. So we're normally in the top five, usually in the top three. And this month, we've been doing exceptionally well, thanks to you who've gone and voted. What number are we right now,
Mark? We're number one, but the lead is extraordinarily tenuous. We have two votes ahead of that darn Potter kid.
So within about 5 hours, the voting process will end for this month, and then it will reset, and everything will go to zero for the month of April. So if you've yet to vote for Free Talk Live in March, we need you to go tonight to vote.freetalklive.com to keep us there so we finish the month out at number one for the first time ever.
It only takes a couple of seconds to vote.
All you need is your email address.
Right.
And it won't be spammed. It won't be sold. Only takes a moment. Vote.freetalklive.com. Talking about drunk driving, want to hear what you think about some possible changes that could be made to the system, because it's clear that some people that don't deserve it are getting in trouble for drunk driving. And in my opinion, like our last caller, I don't think he necessarily should have gone to jail. I don't think he necessarily should have gone through the system. If someone isn't actually in danger, I think that they should be okay. I think they should be allowed to go.
Well, I think that they need... one thing he was disputing was the breathalyzer test itself. And, he got basically... He was right at the limit at .081. Mm-hmm. I guess that if the breathalyzer's bad, it could just as easily have read him less drunk than he was than more.
I was going to say, if I were a cop, I'd try to get my breathalyzer so it showed everyone as .081.
Why 0.081?
I don't know, or 0.083 or something. Anything over the legal limit. That way I have an excuse to haul them in and fill out the paperwork and make myself look good.
Why would you want to fill out the paperwork?
Because you look good when you get more arrests to the brass. That way you can advance. Let's go to the phones. It's Whitney. Ladies first. You're on Free Talk Live listening on WXNT. Hey, Whitney.
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is with the theory here is that it could apply to everything, or not everything, but pretty much everything, like marijuana usage and all that. I mean, if you start saying, yes, drunk driving is legal, then there's so many people out there that are going to come to the front line and say, well, if that's legal, then why isn't, you know, a small amount of marijuana legal if I'm able
well,
to drive?
Well, marijuana should be legal. Marijuana should be legal.
Well, the reason why there's standards set in place is because it's been proven that at one point that one person was unable to keep control of their vehicle while intoxicated, whether with alcohol or with marijuana.
Has that been proven? Has it been proven that somebody
sure,
with a .08
I mean,
is likely to be
sure,
in a wreck?
Because, say, the 16-year-old kid who thinks it is, you know, well, it's illegal for him to drink, but if he drinks just a little bit and he's not accustomed to drinking, then he's going to jump behind the wheel and he's not capable of controlling his decisions or his vehicle. And thus,
but what about somebody who's been drinking for 20 years? They might very well be capable of it.
And I wish that it was a case-by-case basis, but it can't be because there's so many things that they have to worry about. Anyway,
I would say that I think I agree that there needs to be a standard by which everyone can be judged, and unfortunately, you know, that's not going to be fair. But what I would say is
the standard should be their driving.
Fine. But if you think for a second that the government's out there doing tests in order to figure out what the very best, what the best place to put that legal limit at is, you are sorely mistaken. These bureaucrats don't have any idea. They're busy in there. They passed 700 laws last year, and they certainly didn't do tests on all
these
things.
They just know that if they lower the number, they get more DUIs, and the more DUIs they get, the more money they get.
It should be zero tolerance. I don't
what?
Drink. Yes, I do not
zero
drink.
Tolerance. I don't drink either, but I think that's absurd.
But the couple of times that I have drank, like at a baby shower or whatever, I can get pretty darn loopy real quick.
Well, and that's one way that your standard isn't fair, because you don't drink and some people do. So some people at .08 are far less impaired than you are at .08.
How do you feel about roadblocks? How do you feel about checkpoints where everybody's harassed to find out whether or not they're drunk? How do you feel about that?
Well, see, I don't see blanket security as harassment, like the,
really?
The airport or the roadblocks. I would much rather go through all of that to ensure my children
my
and
goodness.
My safety than I would to even allow that one. But I have
you make a fine police
crime.
State citizen, Whitney. Mm-hmm.
I have zero tolerance for crime. I can't. There's no reason. There's no point.
But there's
you know,
no victim. In the case of many drunk drivers, there's no victim. They make it home safely. They drive drunk safely, and everything's fine.
But that one time is too many. That one time that one family, and say the mom and dad survive, the child does not. That one time is one time too many. And alcohol is a proven inhibitor of your control and your thinking, and it's you cannot because there's that you know say there are 30.
What about driving while tired? What about people who drive while tired?
Well,
should that be outlawed?
They are you know trying to make a movement towards that. You know,
are
I
they?
Mean, I've seen yeah.
Goodness,
seen
how
that.
Are they going to prove that one?
Well, it's just impaired
they're
driving.
Have a tyrolyzer test.
Because, you know, if you see somebody who's driving impaired, regardless of what it is, I've called 911 a couple of times because I've seen somebody weaving in and out. I don't know if they're tired. I don't know if they're drinking. But I made the call anyway and said, hey, this person cannot control their vehicle. And so thus the police officer comes and whatever. But as far as the road goes, it's not just their road. It's my road, too. And I have a zero tolerance policy.
You know what I think we should do here, and I think what might solve the problem is get the roads out of the hands of the government. That way, private owners, maybe, Whitney, you could be a private owner of many roadways.
I adopted a road, actually. I picked the trash up off the road.
I think that's fantastic.
And people throw things at me. And
wow, that's really crappy.
That's what I mean. It's like that one group of people who refuse to go along with the rules. There's nothing wrong with drinking.
See, you could have your zero tolerance roads, and I could have my roads where there's no zero tolerance,
it's
and we'll
like
see who drives on what.
Yeah.
Whitney, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
It seems to me the best way to handle the situations that we've dealt with at this point is just to have good equipment that properly decides where somebody is on the little breathalyzer.
What
chart.
About the driving while tired? How are they going to figure that one out? I mean, with the breathalyzer, you've got the alcohol
they already
on
have
the breath.
They already have a charge called careless driving. We don't need to add a new one.
All right, let's continue with the calls. It's Jim in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jim.
Yes, I want to talk about this drunk driving thing.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now, I feel the government, and this is just more of a revenue generation than a correctional entity.
Absolutely.
Because if it was targeting to control the public so that they can be safe. This is not about safety, because why would they put it real low so as to get some more money?
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah,
they knew they'd be able to get more money. They know that. Yeah, there are plenty of people that drink and that are safe drivers at certain levels of blood alcohol content. And they know this, and they don't care. They just want to run people through the system so they can extract cash from them. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is all about that. And then I think, I don't rule out. Drunk driving is dangerous, but there's a certain level that it is dangerous. It starts being dangerous, but that 0.8, no. If we were to test people, give people beer, and people get drunk at different levels. Some people can control a vehicle, even if they are maybe 0.2.
Mm-hmm.
They can control a vehicle. It doesn't mean that, like, 0.8 people are drunk. They just don't even jail. That's why the jails are so stuck up with people.
Jim, and I agree with you. Don't you feel like it makes more sense, instead of having this one-size-fits-all mentality, to simply judge people based on how they're actually driving?
Yes, they should use the competence test, like to say, is this person competent to drive? If you are not competent to drive, one of the tests that I'm thinking, they should say, okay, you know what, sir, get in this car. Can you drive and keep this car straight on this line and see if he's going to keep it?
Right.
If he can't keep it, then he can't drive. They will be like, you know what?
Right, follow him for a quarter mile or something like that. Great idea, Jim. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control, because it's clear that cops don't actually care about you. They don't care about you getting home safely. They don't care about your driving ability.
I disagree. They just care about
catching people who are over the limit and putting them through the system and getting their cash. That's what it's all about with government. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Of course, private railways have solved this problem. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.